Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Smallville Talk Podcast. We are back. Yes, we are so back. Tonight we are talking about, of course, our boy in blue, Mr. Man of Steel, played by Henry Cavill, reprising his role in Batman vs. Superman. We are going to discuss the fan reaction, those who went to the screening last night. Yes, those are the lucky ones who were able to view Batman vs. Superman before the general public, which we all have to wait till Thursday. Yes, of course. Of course we do. So, you know, we waited this long. We could wait a couple more days. But, yeah, there's a lot of reaction, and, of course, the reviews are in. There's already a rating for Rotten Tomatoes, so we'll discuss that as well as reviews come in and see how what the fate of Batman versus Superman will be. I myself cannot wait to see this movie because it's going to be hopefully it's going to be the film we've all been waiting for, which I'm sure a lot of people have been hearing that, and it looks like, you know, good reviews, and of course with good there's always bad, so we'll be discussing that. And also a big DC week with what we have now with the counting down of Batman versus Superman. Also The Flash, new episode of The Flash, and then, of course, Batman versus Superman, and then there's The Flash and Supergirl crossover. How epicness is that? So before we start, I want to give you, as of right now, the rating that Rotten Tomato has for Batman vs. Superman. Remember, this is only a portion of reviews. So far, 42 reviews have come in, so we're halfway there, right before the movie starts. Right now, the tomato meter is at 41%, so it's a little bit, you know, it's still low, but it's not fresh yet. So we'll see as the other reviews come in now that the embargo has lifted. And there you go. And welcome to the Smallville Talk Podcast. I just wanted to play the theme song just one more time before we continue. We are live right now. Call in at 516-595-8074. This is the Smallville Talk Podcast. Let's see who's on the line from area code 239. Who is this?
I'm Matt from Florida. Oh, my God. Smallville Salvation was amazing. I want season 10 now. Remember, he did
nice.
When I first called.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That is
years ago. That was years
ago.
Well, I thought I'd bring that back on Smallville Talk. Hey, what's up, man? Only one more day. One more fucking day.
One more
Batman v's Superman. I mean, God.
Exactly. How excited are you just to see Superman, Matt?
I'm excited for Superman. I mean, Jesus, we are just getting so close to see Superman back on the big screen.
Yes.
I hope we get it
again. How
Superman
cool is that? Again.
To get Superman.
All right, Matt. Let's see. We have another caller from area code 609. Who is this?
Speed Force Frank.
Hey,
Speed Force Frank. How's it going, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So we heard a little birdie that you went to the screening last night.
Yes, yes, I did go to the screening last night.
How
nice.
Was it?
So,
yeah, I mean,
first of all, how packed was it?
I mean, it was.
Was it pretty
maybe,
empty, or?
I would say like 70% full.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe people just forgot that they had to sign on for tickets or something?
I would think so. I think that,
yeah,
you know,
because there was a big gap from the time you got
Well, yeah, I think the issue was, I think that people were like, well, I saw the trailer, so why do I have to go to the movie theater to go see it? So I think that bummed them out from going to the IMAX screening of the trailer last year.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, like, it wasn't as full. But
right.
But it was a decent-sized crowd.
All right. Well, we have seen some reviews already. And I got to ask you, you know, without any spoilers, of course, because we want people to watch the movie.
No.
And if you can, try to be careful. But tell us your opinion. This is your opinion, so we want to hear it. How was the film in your opinion?
My opinion of the film, I...
Oh, God.
Wait, who's on? Who's
okay,
on
here
phone?
We go.
Matt?
Hold on, Matt. Hold
yeah.
on. Do something, Matt.
Is it Matt? Is it just
yeah.
Matt?
Matt from All Florida, right. yeah.
Okay.
Here we go, here we go. Hold on, Matt.
Oh. Okay.
I like.
Wait, before you answer, Francesco, let me preface this. You were not a big fan of Man of Steel when it came out.
No.
Okay, so let's just preface that. Because we just had, you know, the people have not been following us. Let's just preface that Francesco was not too happy with Man of Steel. So there's that factor. So, okay.
Okay.
Now,
let's just say that lately, I guess 2-3 days ago, I rewatched Man of Steel. And I enjoyed it more this time around watching it. So, I mean... I think
so
my
if you could say percentage-wise, when you first saw it out of the theater, at what percent did you like it at that point from the first viewing?
This is where it's going to kind of relate to what I'm going to say with my review on this movie, because I give it this – when I first went to go see Man of Steel, I liked about 80% of the movie. Okay. 20% of it, I didn't like. I don't know which, you know, I didn't like the last 20% of the movie. Okay.
Right.
Now, with BVS that came out, I liked about 75% of the movie. I didn't I didn't like the other 25, only because I feel there was a lot of fan service that kind of got in the way of story. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think there's
I totally know.
I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen, and like no one could decide like what meal to cook or who was cooking what. So,
two different writers. So there's
yes,
two cooks
it
at
did.
Least.
But I have to say that this movie was visually stunning. Like, I mean, like, this was, like, just an amazing piece of
Was it like comic book porn?
It was like, I mean, like, with... first, I have to say that I saw it in IMAX, and I was sitting right next to the speaker, and it was
right.
the loudest.
Ooh, ouch.
It was a... It was a loud.
Whoa!
It was a loud.
So don't
movie
sit
I
by a speaker.
Do not sit by a speaker because this movie is a loud movie to begin with, and when you're right next to the speaker, oh my God, it was so loud. Oh, it was so loud.
Matt, are you gonna sit by a speaker?
You're gonna sit inside
might
the speaker
because I'm going with the friend of mine who's very excited for it, and I'm going with the other friend of mine. Who's excited for it too?
Yeah. Well, now you know where's the best seat in the house, right next to the speaker, Matt.
I personally think Matt's gonna love it.
Here we go.
What's your
guess? I'm gonna probably see it like 20 times.
I think he's gonna love it.
He already In his head, he already saw it 20 times, right, man?
I'm going to see it like 20 times. I have cash saved up.
How many times did you see Deadpool, Matt?
Only like a few.
Okay.
Deadpool was good, but DC is going to totally kick ass with this from hearing it from Francesco here.
I hope so.
All right, back to Francesco. You know we're excited, Francesco, so we have to interrupt, so I apologize.
No, that's fine. I have to say, it's hard to speak about things without, like, mentioning things.
Yeah,
so,
and I appreciate it, you know, because there's people like Matt and, you know, Chris and other thousands subscribers that, you know, are pretty much waiting. Yeah.
But I have to say,
I appreciate it.
I have to say, like, with the score and with the with the movie, I mean, it was just it was awesome. I mean, like, it was just so good. Like, the way, like, the cinematography was and the way it was shot, it was just really, really good.
Now, the running time, it's 2 hours plus. Did that feel like a wait, or was it pretty much, you know, hopping and skipping and done?
It didn't feel like 2.5 hours, but I know, like, when I looked at my watch, when I looked at my phone, I was like, man, we're already two hours in, but then the last hour just flew by out of nowhere. Like, it was just like, what?
Wow.
Like, it's like,
whoa.
Sweet. Giving any spoilers, I want to ask you, because a lot of debate was on the last trailer that they gave way too much, that fanboys out there, they quoted themselves. I already know what the movie's about. I don't need to see it anymore because it was all given away in the trailer. What's your response to that after watching Batman vs. Superman, the fan screening last night?
I have to say that there's some very clever editing that places things in different, like, you think certain things might be, like, when you look at a trailer, you might think, okay, this is the beginning, this is the middle, this is the end. I mean,
right, yeah, yeah, with yaks,
yeah,
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, with clever editing, I mean, like, it's just not what you think it's going to be.
Ooh,
right?
Wow.
So,
do you hear that, Matt? Do you hear that?
Oh,
we know nothing.
Oh, we know nothing. We
know nothing.
Nothing.
That's all we're going to say. Hashtag we know nothing. Let's make that viral.
Hashtag it. Yeah, hashtag it.
Wow. Well, that's good, dude. I'm so glad you got to see it first because I know you're a big fan of the Man of Steel himself. Well, not this version. You know what I mean. Anything else? Let me just ask you the obvious because we don't want to dig in too deep. So right now the obvious is because from the premiere already, people have tweeted that Wonder Woman is the best part. Do you agree or disagree? But don't tell us why.
Okay. For me personally,
here we go.
I think
here we go. Personally, when he starts personally, you already know, Matt.
I think everybody's got their own great moment of shining.
Of course.
Like, I think everybody's got their moment. I don't think she had enough to really shine as much as maybe I would have wanted, but in the scenes that she was in, she was
definitely the focus. But was it at least some justice?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, she was every scene that she was in, she was the focal point for everybody. Like,
But you just want a little bit more.
Yes, that's the thing. When she was on the screen, everybody just went crazy. Everybody went crazy when she
Nice. Do you hear that, Matt?
Awesome. I can't wait for Wonder Woman. Can't wait.
All right. So another obvious was that definitely come with tissues because it gets sad.
Boy.
I guess there's an emotional moment.
Batman and Superman. Oh, I read about that.
What do you think it is, Matt? What do you think? What do you think the emotional moment is?
I did see in a TV spot that Lois Lane dies.
Okay.
Francesco, don't say it. Don't say
it. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying okay. I hear you.
I saw it a whole bunch. I saw it in TV spots that Superman carries Lois Lane and she looks dead.
That's great.
I hope
not. San Francisco, character on the trailer.
What about
the new in some of the new TV spots? But boy, I'm just so excited.
Yeah, the new TV spot.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Francesco. Let's go back to another point that's really obvious after the premiere. Is this the true Batman we've been waiting for, or do you think he falls in line after someone else?
Okay. Let me put it this way. He is definitely the definitive Batman that we've all been waiting for.
Cool.
Nice.
Me personally, I think this is the thing. After watching this movie, I really appreciate the Man of Steel. Okay.
Maybe you should watch another commentary when this movie comes out on DVD. You might like it even more.
Yeah, you know what? I might. Mm-hmm. I might.
You might.
But,
you just might, yeah.
But you know what, though? I think that after watching this movie, I feel that maybe having Batman in this movie really takes away from both superheroes in a way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, and remember, we discussed that. I personally vocalized that I was really upset it wasn't Man of Steel 2. Like, I felt that Batman was stealing the thunder from Superman. And, of course, having both on screen, yeah, what's going on here? They're not getting enough screen time. Well, you know, why is one getting more than the other?
I have to say the introduction to Batman, I told Chris from Candor that it was like a horror movie.
What?
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's exactly what I heard.
Oh, my
great
friend
description.
John's going to love that movie.
Oh, so, my goodness.
He likes horror?
My friend John, yeah, he loves horror movies.
So it's not your flamboyant Joe Schumacher Batman. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, when they say, like, you know, Batman should strike fear into the hearts of the criminals, I mean,
that's
that anthem.
Very
that
cool.
Anthem more.
It's almost like Dracula.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my friend John loves Dracula. He is going to go crazy for this one.
There you go.
Hey,
are you going to watch it with him? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He works on Thursday, so he and I are going to go on Friday night.
All right.
I'm going to be going.
What were you
going to
say, Francesco?
I was going to say, if you don't mind, after these podcasts are over, you have to talk to me for 10 minutes. I have to ask you a question about
for
something.
10 minutes after talking an hour and a half?
Yeah.
We're doing
maybe, you know, we're doing Marvel Film Talk. Maybe you could fill. Hey, Matt, for Marvel Film Talk, can Francesco just spill out whatever is on his mind?
Oh, sure, why not? I'll probably be
talking
a bit
about... There
you go,
you have a whole episode,
Agents
Francesco.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D. and a bit of Captain America's Civil War trailer.
All right, back to you,
X-Men.
Francesco, since you're our star guest today, because you did see the Batman versus Superman movie with the fans on Monday the 21st. Overall reactions from the crowd, did they hit the marks that you think the filmmakers wanted you to react?
I think the crowd was very happy overall with the movie. But what I'm hearing today from when the embargo lifted, that the concerns or the parts that I thought or that I think are an issue for me, some people are having issues with that. So,
okay.
I mean, this is a very, very divisive movie. Another one from Zack Snyder. So, I mean, some people are going to love it, some people are going to hate it, and some people are going to be in between.
Wow. Well, you know, movies are, subjective, so of course you're not going to
believe
everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. No. But it definitely depends
on the
person.
So I have a question to ask you. From the start to finish, am I going to be getting up with the smile on my face?
I think you will.
from start to finish.
I think you
of
will.
Of course you will, Matt.
Of course.
Matt,
have you
listened to the soundtrack? I mean, to the score?
Oh, yeah. I downvoted the score, and I could tell it's going to be amazing.
When you watch the movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's, when you watch the movie, it'll feel like you're filling in the pieces. Like, it just goes together very well, and it'll kind of like, it'll kind of be like, oh, that's where this is, or that's where this
very
sound
nice.
Goes. It's,
oh,
it's very neat. Yeah. It's really good.
Now,
awesome.
Francesco, just to make sure we confirm this, were there any post-credit scenes on Batman versus Superman?
I didn't stay, but no, there were not.
Yeah. Yeah, did you hear that, Matt? So
yeah.
If you want to leave,
oh,
you go to the bathroom, go.
Everybody stayed.
No.
I was like, me and my wife were the only people that like got up and left.
Okay.
Well,
they said that there's going to be nothing on there.
Some reviewers were dumb. Like, I just watched a clever newsfeed review. They gave it a 3 out of 5 stars. I mean, what the fuck? What is so wrong with these reviews? I'm going to walk out of there and give it 5 out of 5 stars. 10 out of 10
stars. There you go.
I mean, gosh.
There you go.
And then.
But remember,
I
that's
read
just their
reviews.
Opinion, Matt, which means nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
this movie's
all right.
Be awesome from hearing it from Francesco.
Matt, this is the thing you have to understand. It's I'm on Instagram, and every time I was looking at different people's posts, everybody was saying like it's all the only opinion that matters is what you think about it. If it was good
True.
For you, then they
exactly.
did a good job. So like
yeah.
just because
yeah.
I have an issue with. You know, 25% of the movie, that's something that I have to just deal with. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you're probably going to come out of it. That's why I said you're going to come out of there loving it, because I know, like, you know, the type of person that you are and the fan that you are, so I think that you'll love it.
Yeah, because I'm going to go in to see it a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Okay, Francesco, anything else you want to mention that we haven't asked you that you want to share with us? Of course, Spoiler free.
Let me see. It's kind of hard.
It is.
How about this?
Are you looking forward to the Wonder Woman movie? Because a lot of fans out there, after watching Batman versus Superman, they said they cannot wait for a Wonder Woman movie.
Well,
did you felt like that coming out, or were you like, eh?
Yes, for two reasons. The first reason is because we had such little time with her, and the time that we did have, it wasn't enough. And then the second reason is the way that it is discovered that she is older than she is.
Right.
Is just amazing the way the soundtrack. I mean, the way the score hits that scene, and you find out, you know, that she
nice.
Is older than she is. I mean, that's what
so
makes
cool.
you want to be like, yeah. There's a lot of like self promotion.
Okay.
In BVS.
All right. Do you hear that, Matt? We want more
oh,
Wonder
wow.
Woman after this movie.
True. I'm really looking forward
All right.
to seeing more.
We have a new caller
Wonder
calling
Woman.
In from area code 469. Welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast, where we're talking about Batman versus Superman's fan reaction after viewing the movie. We have our very own resident, Speed Force Frank, who watched it.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. I didn't know that. How was the movie? Chris from Canada.
How was the movie? How about you listen to the podcast, and then you'll know how you felt. We're moving on. Sorry, Chris. He can't repeat what he just said a half hour ago. Chris, do you want to ask anything other than that? Because he already answered that part. Did you want to ask him anything that's spoiler-free, of course, because people have not seen it
yet.
Yeah,
we don't want any spoilers. I want to know how Lex looks.
Yeah, overall,
like
let's
it?
Compare him to Kevin Spacey,
yeah.
Francesco. Overall,
hey,
how was Jeffrey Eisenberg?
compared to all the other Lexes, he was my favorite.
Right. Wow. You mean Kevin Spacey wasn't?
No, he
was the worst. Or what about the Lois and Clark, Lex Luthor?
No.
That wasn't a good one.
I don't even remember that guy.
I think that guy did good.
See, there you go. Matt speaking up for him.
All right,
so let's see, Francesco. I'm racking my brain here because I'm trying to find what else to ask you. Oh, okay. Are you looking forward to the Justice League now, or you're like, meh, I'll just stick to Avengers?
I am looking forward to the Justice League because I just love the Justice League. I just trying to figure out how to go
okay,
about
this. No, that's good enough. That's good. All right, Matt, do you have any questions for Francesco before we wrap up this show and move on to Supergirl, to the Flash Talk podcast?
I love that show.
What's it? I don't want to know anything more because I'm worried I'll get spoilers.
The movie is not in color. It's in black and white.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just joking.
Wait, say that again?
I said the movie's in black and white.
All right, Francesco.
Oh, hey, what time
see,
is Man of Steel Talk Thursday?
Oh, I'll tell you later, Matt. So let me ask Francesco really quick. So you're saying the soundtrack definitely complements your screening experience. So let me ask you this. Hans Zimmer, did he knock another one out of the park for you, or tell us why not?
Well, yes, he did. Him and Junkie XL did. There's a lot of revisiting of the Man of Steel soundtrack infused into the new score. I think that's the soul of this BVS's score soundtrack. It's the soul because it's sprinkled in all different, different songs, not songs, but the different, themes or the scores throughout the movie. But he definitely did. They can lower the drum beats a little bit because they are just out of control. But other than that, it was really, really good. Literally when the drums start up, I feel like I'm being chased. Like, I feel like I got to get up and start kicking some ass because that's how loud those drums are.
All right. Do you hear that, Matt? If you hear the drums, don't run. It's just the movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm very excited for this movie.
All right. Let's
see.
Let me open Chris's line because he is driving. Chris, we're going to the round table now. Last questions for Francesco.
To
pick his brain.
Are you going to say it again? How many times? Are you
in That's a good question. Are you going to see it again, or is it enough for you?
I had tickets for Thursday because I wasn't sure if they were going to
email. Are you selling them on eBay?
well, I wasn't sure if I was going to get my tickets for the screening because I thought they forgot about me, so I went ahead and purchased Thursday. But I'm leaving to go to visit my family for Easter, so I had to give them to somebody so this way they could enjoy it. But when I get back, I'm going to go see it again because I want to see if the issues that I had with the movie were just because it was my first run through, or is it something legitimate for me? So I just want to give it a second chance to see if what was going on with the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. I'm definitely excited to see it again because the way this movie opens is just amazing.
Ooh, so definitely don't miss the beginning, right?
Yeah,
no getting popcorn, no getting soda.
Yeah, and no
no popcorn
and
soda for Matt.
No
Did
talking,
you get up to go use the bathroom?
I was starting to feel it like 3/4 into the movie, but do not drink anything.
How'd you compensate?
I just held it, to be honest with you. Literally, I held it.
Now, were the bathrooms full at the end of the movie? Were they pretty packed? That's why you left early, so you could be the first
Well, this is the thing. Like, I made sure I didn't drink anything a couple hours before the movie.
Oh, yeah. And you know guys are going to walk in with, like, huge big gulps and popcorn. You know they're going to be hurting.
Yeah. But the thing is like, in the middle of the, like, in the middle of a movie, especially like this that you've been waiting for 3 years, you feel like you're like, okay, this seems like a good spot to get up and go. And then you're like, never mind. What if something happens that I totally missed?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm
and you can't
myself.
Ask, what happened? What happened when you come back?
I'm just going to pee myself. I don't care.
Or you can wear a diaper, Chris.
Yeah, I'm
Chris, you can always wear a diaper.
Definitely. Yeah. Wear a diaper because I don't want to miss it.
Just don't do number two because that's too much.
Yeah. Wait, I'll say one. I'll say one thing. I'll just say one thing for the fans.
Yes.
There's one part of the movie. Okay.
Oh.
It's
all right.
Smack
spoiler
dab
free.
In the middle.
Spoiler free.
It's
okay.
A smack dab in the middle. That will literally blow your skin off of your body.
Nice. Yeah, man.
Awesome. Oh, yes. Awesome. My friend David and this other person that's going with me.
What did Chris say? That
laugh.
He's wet? Chris, what'd you say?
I
don't know what you said. That's a. Oh, he's wet.
Hey, I'm wet too. I'm wet, too.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry, I brought that up, because now he's saying. All right, so I'm going to play closing out of Smallville Talk as we transition to the Flash Talk. I'm going to be playing a track that is one of my favorites. It's titled This
Is
My World,
this is,
Batman vs. Superman.
200 episode.
You know what? I was a little off. Today is our 197th episode. Because you know what? I was counting the Man of Steel videos that I was posting, so that's not an accurate count.
Could you imagine if you missed it? If you're like over a 201?
I don't. You know, I missed 100 one. I did. All right, Francesco, give us some closing remarks on those who are still counting the minute, the seconds, so they get to see.
Okay.
You get to see the Batman versus Superman. And also, in addition, your prediction of how much this movie will make this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Go see this movie, guys. It is a really, really well-shot movie. The score is amazing. I mean, it's like looking into a comic book. It is really, really well done. I mean, I had certain issues, but those are things that I have to deal with. But for everybody else, I think that you'll thoroughly enjoy this movie. Go see it. And my predictions are, I think this movie will be between $175 and $200 million.
All right. There you go. How do you feel about that, Chris?
Hey, I am very excited. I love that. And, people, do not miss this movie. Go buy the ticket. Go see it 5-10 times. You know, I'm going to see it
that
much. So, come with me.
That's where Chris is driving to the movie theater. To buy more tickets.
Yeah. To buy more tickets. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great. That was fun, man. Thank you so much again, Francesco, for sharing your first thoughts. And I'm sure as you think about it more and more, you'll have more definitive thoughts about what you said and what you watched. So that's kind of cool that you were able to share that with us. And yeah, we'll be all in the same boat come Thursday.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, great. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling in, and also Matt, who called in. We're now going to do the Flash Talk / Batman versus Superman Talk on that channel. So join us there and have a good night. All right. Bye.